Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 2, The Symptoms of Kali Yuga. And we'll begin with text 7. Text 7, and we'll read a few texts. Evam prajabi dushtabi akirne shiti mandale brahmane kshatra shudrana yopali bhavitam pa. As the earth thus becomes crowded with a corrupt population, whoever among any of the social classes shows himself to be the strongest will gain political power. Prajahi lubdai rajanyayar nirgrinayar dasyu dharmabhi achana dhara dravina yasyanti girikam kananam. Losing their wives and properties to such avaricious and merciless rulers who behave no better than ordinary thieves, the citizens will flee to the mountains and forests. Shaka mula mishak shodra pala pushpashti bojana anavrishtya vinanchyanti durbiksha kara pidita. Harassed by famine and excessive taxes, people will resort to eating leaves, roots, flesh, wild honey, fruits, flowers, and seeds. Struck by drought, they will become completely ruined. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam authoritatively describes the future of our planet. Just as a leaf disconnected from a plant or tree dries up, withers, and disintegrates, when human society is disconnected from the Supreme Lord, it withers up and disintegrates in violence and chaos. Despite our computers and rockets, if the Supreme Lord does not send rain, we shall all starve. Let's just say a few words about this. Shakamula Mishak Shodra, Palapushmashti Bojana, Anavishya Vananshyanti, Dorbicha Karapidita, harassed by famine and excessive taxes, people will resort to eating leaves, roots, flesh, wild honey, fruits, flowers, and seeds. Struck by drought, they will become completely ruined. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Uttalayati Namakti Vedanta Swamiti Namade Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaur Vani Prachayane Nirvishesha Shunyavani Pastityadesh Karne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaitadadha Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Vamshkapacharibhyas Chakripasindhubhyevacha Patitana Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Gaurava. Hare Krishna. So this chapter is called Symptoms of Kali Yuga, and we read some yesterday. How things will deteriorate in Kali Yuga, and here we've read three verses further. And again, you can see that what Srimad Bhagavatam is describing here, in many ways at least, is already happening, at least to some degree, that the powerful, the strongest, they gain political power, even though they may not be capable, but somehow they get control because they're very strong. And then they're very corrupt. They increase taxes unnecessarily, and in this way just rob people. And the people become frustrated. We see in South Africa that the current government, previously they were revolutionaries, and they were fairly good at that. They harassed the previous government to such a point that those people gave in. They couldn't continue. And so now these people came in, but they had no experience whatsoever at governing a country. And it's chaos. It's chaos in so many ways. And crime, the level of crime is just out of this world. And without going through any too many details, but exactly what's being described here is actually happening. That they increase the taxes, excessive taxes. You know, when I went to South Africa, there was no VAT. There was a sales tax of 2%. Now it's like a sales tax of 14%. Now there are toll roads owned by the government where they take the tolls. But they still take taxes, road tax, from the people. And it's not that the roads have become really so much better, but they're just finding excuses how to take more money from the people. And a lot of it goes into their pockets. When Nelson Mandela became the president, he increased his pay, because a president gets a good salary. He increased it to the level of the president of America, which at the time was $250,000 a year. And they asked him, why'd you do that? And he said, well, you know, I'm the president of America gets that much, so must be okay. But of course, all the other people in the country, the amount pay getting paid is like 1/10 of what people get paid in America. It's amazing. And the current scandal, one of them, is that the current president is using taxpayers' money to build like a palace, super, the highest class of residence, costing millions and millions and millions for himself. Very good. So these things are happening already. The things that are being discussed here. And as time goes on, of course, they'll get worse. Because this is Kali Yuga. And corrupt. It's amazing. In Russia, Actually, they've improved it to some degree. But it used to be, they used to have police everywhere on the roads, and they'd stop you and check the ownership papers of your car. And they can, because it was such a complex system, they can always find something wrong and tell you, okay, we're going to have to give you a ticket. You'll be fined. But what we can do for half the fine, as long as you don't need a receipt, we can just take the money now and you can go. And I remember once being driven from one of the airports in Moscow into the center of Moscow, and we got stopped maybe 10 times. And each time, it's like $5, a few dollars, $10. Every time. And we got stopped about 10 times. And in South Africa, it's the same thing. We're going to give you a ticket. Well, can we make a donation to your Christmas fund? That's the one devotee put it. And then they said, oh, all right. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And what to speak of India, we will not speak of India. Yeah, what they do, well, anyway, they do so many things, it's just amazing. So yes, the corruption of that level, the governmental level, is just terrible. I remember one of the ministers of the government here in Mauritius got caught coming into the country a few years ago with drugs. You remember that? Maybe 10 years ago? You must remember that. He was the actual minister of something. I think he got caught coming in with, was it a whole lot of mandrakes? Or?
That was in Amsterdam.
Was it?
Yeah, yes.
Mauritian minister.
Yeah, well, members of parliament. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think in those days, well, I recall someone being arrested coming in here, but maybe I'm wrong. I think there was a death sentence, wasn't there? Anyway, I think he got away with it.
Some influence people went to Amsterdam to take them, to release them there.
Okay. Jolly good. It's just, yeah, so it's Kali Yuga. And it's amazing. Bhagavatam was written 5,000 years ago. And it's making these predictions. And we see now that it's all coming true. Like in Thailand right now, and in Ukraine again. There are these massive demonstrations, and the government in Thailand, I think the day before yesterday, the whole government resigned. Yeah, because it was just too much. And in Ukraine, they're having negotiations and the government may collapse, like today. It's just because the people, it's just too much. It's just too much. But then, the bad news, or the even worse news, is that eventually the people will give up. They will give up because it'll become too much to fight. It'll just become too much to fight against people who control the army and who control the whole police force, the banking system. You know, eventually, how much can you fight? So, the verse, one of the verses says here, that losing all their property and losing everything to all these demoniac rulers are no better than ordinary thieves. The citizens will flee to the mountains and forests. It's already happening to some degree, only to a small degree, but it's happening that they go running off into the mountains and the forests. But because they don't know how to live in the mountains and the forest, they end up sort of living like animals. They don't know how to live a natural way of life. You know, like when our devotees often, if we get a farm, and our city devotees come and live on the farm, then they don't become farmers. Because being a farmer is not easy. Very hard work, and you've got to know what to do. So they just live on the farm and drive to work from the farm. So, really. Because we, you know, if they put us, you imagine, if they put us on the land right now, today, what would we do? We wouldn't really know what can you eat, what can you not eat, and how to grow things. And so, yes. So, the last verse says here, the third verse we read, that feeling so much difficulty and just giving up in frustration, the people just run away, just try and hide, run away into the mountains and the forests, and they'll eat, you know, anything, something, leaves, roots, flesh. I read some time ago about the people in America who they all came from Europe and they all landed on the East Coast, New York, that side. But then they moved to the West gradually, eventually to California. And you got all these city people jumping in these wagons and riding off to the West. And there are no maps. There's nothing. You just, you know, close your eyes and go for it. And there's, before you get to California, there are these big mountains, the Rocky Mountains, and they had to somehow get across there with no maps. And they got stranded. And there are many cases where you have like parties going and they get stranded in the mountains in the winter. And they end up eating each other because there's nothing else to eat. They end up resorting to cannibalism. So, welcome to Kali Yuga, devotees. And even though, you know, it may not look so bad now here in sunny Mauritius, where people, most people, not all, but most, are still relatively sort of peaceful and quiet, but definitely not all. You may think, oh, it's okay. We'll get nice job, and we'll work, get nice money, get nice house, live nice life, and everything will be nice. But Mauritius is going to go down the drain also. And it's already happening. It's already happening. Yeah. Crime levels are increasing. Divorce is increasing. So it's already happening. But it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. And you get these people like in my youth, when I was your age, youngsters, there was the hippie movement. And it was all about peace and love. oh, really? In such a huge way. Peace and love, and we are not going to just be materialists like our parents. But the whole thing fell to pieces. The whole thing fell to pieces. And now there is no hippie movement. And all the hippies, at least say 95 or so percent, they all just became the next generation of materialists. I was mentioning the other day somewhere that when I was young, you know, I knew the whole hippie movement. And one of the leaders was a person called Jerry Rubin. You can Google him. Still very well known. And so he was one of the leaders. Let's overthrow the governments and make everything peace and love. Then I read a few years later, he was now a stockbroker on Wall Street. These super materialist. It's Kali Yuga. It's amazing how corruption sets in and how deeply it goes. So, like now there's global warming. Have you heard of global warming? You heard? Okay. Yes, global warming, the temperature means just the temperature is increasing. For different reasons, one of the main reasons being industry is pumping so much pollution into the atmosphere, and another reason being that the forests, which feed the atmosphere with like positive whatever stuff, forests are being destroyed at an incredible speed. So global warming is happening, and on one hand there's drought, and on the other hand suddenly there are these massive floods, incredible storms, and all of a sudden so much rain comes. So but people don't understand, and if they have some idea, they will not accept that the real reason is because of the rampant and increasing impiety and the consequent increase of bad karma. Huge increase of bad karma. Yeah. Like back 100 years ago in Europe and America, people, the average person would eat meat maybe once or twice a week. It wasn't so common. But now, the average person eats meat 2 or even 3 times a day. The average person. It's normal. So fantastic increase in impiety means fantastic increase of bad karma. Means fantastic increase of problems. Yeah. So this is what is happening. And now they're talking about going to the moon, and people can live on the moon. I read a joke a little while ago. There are some American so-called red Indians. Anyway, the locals who were there before them, the good old white men came. And in their area, the scientists, NASA, was doing a trial run for landing on the moon. They're doing all sorts of exercises, and the people with the big space suits were walking around, and the local people were watching. It was quite fascinating. It was, you know, the current sort of interesting thing that was going on. And one of the locals, one of the old locals, through who didn't speak English, through his son, who did, asked them, "What you doing?" And they said, "Well, we're preparing to go to the moon." And the son told his father in the local dialect, and the father said, "Can I write a if I write a message, will you give it to the people in the moon?" And the spaceman said, "Sure." So he wrote a message in the local dialect, and his son took it and roared with laughter and gave it to the spaceman. And they said, "What does it mean?" And the son said, "Don't worry about it, it's okay. Just give it to the people in the moon." So anyway, the spaceman got it translated. And this message, which the spacemen were meant to give the people on the moon in the local dialect, it said, "Look out for these people, watch out for these people, be careful of them. They're after your land." Which is true. And why are they going to the moon, supposedly, or Mars, supposedly? It's not just for a holiday. They're going because, you know, ultimately they want to set up some civilization here, because they know that this planet's going to be ruined. It's well on the way. Our devotees in Hungary, in our farm project there, the devotees in charge, they're like ecological PhDs, highly qualified academic scholars in agriculture and the environment and all that. There's a few of them. They did a calculation that if the entire population of this planet consumes, you know, food, raw materials for building houses, and petrol, and just whatever people use, if all the people on this planet consume stuff at the same rate that the average American consumes stuff today. And of course, that is the idea. All economic development is the current program. And every country wants to become like America. So anyway, if every person on this planet consumes at the same rate that the average American consumes, their calculation was, we will need 6 planets. This planet has got nowhere near the capacity, nowhere near the capacity to produce, you know, all the various necessities. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? It is, but it's true. So it's Kali Yuga, and as stated here, gradually the people will become completely ruined. Already, what we may not know is that already more than 1/3 of the human population, more than 1/3, is living beneath what they call the poverty level. More than 1/3, you know, in just, you know, very difficult conditions. Hare Krishna. So therefore, Well, as stated here, just as a leaf disconnected from a plant or tree dries up, withers, and disintegrates, when human society is disconnected from the Supreme Lord, it withers up and disintegrates in violence and chaos. And you know, just these last few days, and it's continuing. Today, no, Sunday, is the final day. Is all this whole big thing about Nelson Mandela passing away, and how he was the father of democracy, the father of modern South Africa. Of course, what they don't tell you is that, you know, he's dead. He had some character and some principles. But now the guys who've taken over, they're just like dogs. They're just like dogs. It's amazing. And the whole thing, from his time, the whole thing has become corrupted. And it's already a disaster. Just like Mahatma Gandhi is the father, they say, of modern India. But all his principles in India, completely forgotten. Totally. The only thing of Mahatma Gandhi which is relevant and which is used today in India is the money which has his picture on it. Otherwise, all his principles are lost, gone. So, yes, so we, as devotees, aspiring devotees, we should try and take it seriously, actually, because it's a reality. Of course, Krishna consciousness is a little demanding in certain respects, like, you know, particularly if you're going to maintain a sadhana 16 rounds, it's demanding. You know, it takes an effort, and the mind has a mind of its own, it has its own ideas, and therefore it's a bit of a struggle, particularly on the level of sort of getting into it and getting used to having a sadhana. But really, it's the only decent alternative. Otherwise, try some economic adjustment, won't work. Try some political adjustment, won't work. All these types of things, they don't really work. The only thing which can work, and it will work if it's applied nicely, although applying it nicely takes some effort, is Krishna consciousness. So we should, one, carry on practicing, and two, try and give it to others. Yeah. And Prabhupada said, if 10% of the population of, if 1% of the population of the world becomes like really serious devotees, the whole world will change. So, you know, old people like me, we're not going to be around so much longer, but the youngsters like you, you're going to have to live through a lot of this, and it's going to be a real experience. And youngsters like yourselves, but particularly the real, the young youngsters. So let's get out, go back to Godhead as soon as possible, so we don't have to go through too much of it. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.